From KUER News in Salt Lake City, I'm Dan Bomas.
Our beloved Father in Heaven, we come before thee at the conclusion of this magnificent opening session of our General Conference. And we do so with an expression of our love for thee and our great gratitude for the gifts thou hast given us.
The prayer offered by Gene Stevens at the end of the Saturday morning session of the General Conference of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints was unprecedented. No woman has ever been asked to pray in a General Conference session. The change could be seen as part of an effort to draw attention to the leadership roles Mormon women already serve in their church, and a way of countering pressure from some members to ordain women to the LDS priesthood. While the church was holding its general priesthood meeting Saturday evening, about 100 people gathered at the University of Utah to organize a new effort to give Mormon women the same ecclesiastical authority as men. Deborah Jensen, a mother of three from Ogden, was among them. She's added her personal story to the website ordainwomen.org.
I didn't add my name and face to this campaign lightly. I pondered it. I discussed it with my husband. I believe what I said was, you know, I'm not going to let you boss me around, but I want to do this, so what do you think?
20-year-old Hannah Wheelwright is a student at Brigham Young University.
Nothing necessarily wrong with having men ordained to the priesthood. I think that the tragedy is underutilizing the other half of the population of the church. I think that any institution that underuses over 50% of its population is really suffering. And so this would be a way to really invest in the institution that we love and that we want to contribute to.
Perhaps anticipating this gathering, the church posted a video on its news website last week featuring three of its top women leaders. Linda Burton, the general president of the Relief Society, was asked whether women should feel they are not equal to men when they don't hold the priesthood.
I don't think women are after the authority. I think they're after the blessings and are happy that they can access the blessings and power of the priesthood. There are a few that would like both, but most of the women I think in the church are happy to have all the blessings. That's what matters most to them.
Other speakers during the weekend conference sessions made other indirect references to what they call the different roles of men and women in the church. Kate Kelly, a human rights lawyer from Washington, D.C., who created the Ordain Women website, says the response so far has been gratifying, and she's optimistic the change will occur in her lifetime. Dan Bomas, KUER News.